Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When investment performance matters, make sure your savings are with Zurich. Visit zurich.ie to find out more.
Now, first this afternoon, last week, the Chief Medical Officer, Dr. Tony Holohan, gave an upbeat assessment of the COVID situation, raising the possibility of more restrictions being lifted. The Taoiseach has since clarified that further easing is not imminent, but the Cabinet COVID subcommittee would continue to meet weekly during August and would consider the possibility of a further easing of restrictions in September. Well, we're going to speak to two people now who say they simply can't wait until September. Owen Walsh is the owner of Pavilion Amusements in Ballybunion in County Kerry, and Sinead Murphy is principal of the Cork School of Dance and also vice chair of the Irish Ballet Teachers Association. And thank you both very much for joining us this evening. Owen, I'll start with yourself, and as it's the end of the August bank holiday weekend, I imagine it would have been a very busy weekend for Pavilion Amusements in Ballybunion. What would it look like on a normal August bank holiday weekend?
Well, the town would be very, very busy. Sarah, thank you for having us on. You know, looking at this weekend, if we were open, we would be flat out today. We would have been flat out all weekend. You know, it's crazy to see the place closed up. There's an actual fun fair in the town at the minute, and I just can't understand how the government, you know, like, I know it's an outdoor event, but like, people are up on top of each other. They're not wearing any masks. If we were open, we'd have a controlled environment. There's mask wearing, sanitizing. We've screens up. We have plenty of staff sanitizing the equipment. So I'm baffled at how they're allowing, you know, other establishments open, the likes of indoor dining, because like last year, we opened on the 29th of June, the same as hotels. We operated for the summer and we operated up until October when the lockdown came in, and we haven't traded since.
So you've been closed since last October?
Yeah.
And so,
briefly, we got open at the start of July, when the 5th of July was our opening date. We opened under the guidelines, but the guidelines changed that week, and we were shut down by the guards because the guidelines changed. Literally, we opened on the Monday, and the guidelines changed on the Friday. And on the Saturday, the guards came in and said, "You cannot open. You need to shut it straight away." And we've been closed since.
And I know you mentioned that fun fair that is in the town this weekend, but do you understand, you know, the whole outdoors indoors thing?
Oh no, I understand that, but I suppose my point, Sarah, would be they've allowed indoor dining and restaurants to operate, so you can come to a restaurant or a pub today with your kids. You can take your mask off and you can sit down and you can, you know, drink away for the day. What's the difference, I suppose, if a family want to come in, the same, you know, vaccinated parents and their siblings come into the, and they'd be wearing masks anyway, and be in a controlled environment where we limit the numbers, and we have, you know, we've 5,000 square feet of a premises, so we have plenty of space, high roofs, four big doors, plenty of ventilation. I just don't see, you know, how we can be locked down. And, you know, listen, I'm delighted for publicans. I'm sure they have all the guidelines and protocols in place, but I just don't understand how they can allow them open and not us.
Yeah, and I can understand your frustration. And, you know, we have discussed this throughout the lockdown, where there have been things that don't seem to make sense on the face of it, and things that in some instances the government have admitted don't really, you know, make sense as such, but are just difficult decisions they've had to make. But that's where we are. What about the idea of September? Does that help at all?
You know, from the point of Ballybunion, really, the 1st of September hits, the kids go back to school, and really, it's a very, very seasonal business where we are on the coast. I suppose the coastal businesses, the likes of Ballybunion, Tramore, you know, Salt Hill, Cortown, they're all very seasonal businesses. So they'd operate probably, you know, June, July and August. And once kind of schools go back, really, you know, it's kind of curtains for those type of businesses. So we really have to make, a kind of hay when the sun shines. So we have to kind of make it in the summertime to survive the winter, because really the caravan sites close up in Ballybunion, and then basically it kind of goes into a little bit of kind of hibernation in the winter. Unfortunately, that's just the nature of the business.
Mm. And where does that leave you then in terms of the survival of the business if you don't get to open until September, or indeed perhaps after that you have been closed for the best part of a year?
I suppose we'll have to maybe talk to the banks, but like as I heard one of my friends on the other day, on Joe Duffy, he was saying like that a lot of doors are starting to close for him and his business. He's a bigger operation, you know, he'd more staff, but we've 10 staff that are not working at the moment. And I know there's two other arcades in the town and a bingo, and they're closed as well, with lots of jobs to the, you know, a very kind of a seasonal, you know, rural area that need these jobs. And it's going to be very difficult.
Okay, we'll stay with the zone if you don't mind, because we also have Sinead Murphy on the line, who's principal of the Cork School of Dance and vice chair of the Irish Ballet Teachers Association. And I know, Sinead, that you and many other dance teachers, sort of similar to Owen, really, you were expecting to be able to resume dance classes in your case on July 5th.
Yes, Sarah, thank you for this opportunity to speak on behalf of the dance teachers. So on the 28th of May, it was announced that we would be able to open our classes in pods of up to six from the 5th of July. And then that sort of went by the wayside on the 29th of June, when Taoiseach announced that what was supposed to reopen on the 5th of July would be paused. Now, I will acknowledge, though, that we are in a position to run dance can take place indoors for individual training. But unfortunately, this guidance doesn't work for every teacher. Some teachers would be rental clients in independent venues, and the venue management will reference the guidance on gov.ie, which states no indoor group training, exercise or dance classes. So we're very much looking for clarity as to when we will be able to reopen our businesses and resume teaching the children.
I know that a lot of other classes, like yoga, for example, have moved online. Is that something that you've tried?
Well, we've been online since October 2020. Some schools managed to have 2 weeks in studio when there was a slight easing of restrictions in December. But then we went back online again in January. And while it was great to be able to have that platform and to use that platform until the school year finished in May and June, I don't think there will be an appetite for that come September. And also, it's just not really feasible for many of our students, because many of our students choose to study dance and other performing arts subjects at third level, both in Ireland and overseas. And they couldn't possibly continue with that training online to prepare for exams and auditions for a second year in a row, because that's what would happen, really.
You know, I suppose during a pandemic, you know, there are priorities placed on lots of different things, Sinead. And I just wonder, do you think that things like dance, and maybe in Owen's case as well, you know, leisure activities like that have just fallen through the cracks a little bit? But is there an acceptable reason for that? Is that OK? If you understand what I mean, is that OK that might have happened for the greater good?
I do. I totally understand. And we acknowledge the fact that we are in a pandemic, a health crisis, but lots of other businesses and sectors have been given the opportunity to reopen their businesses with restrictions. And I do understand that there are many other businesses and very important services still waiting for change. But, you know, with all due respects to everybody, everybody's business is a priority to them, you know, and not every business, like a ballet school or performing arts school, can transfer to an outdoor setting either. You know, a lot of dance teachers, performing arts schools did operate outdoors, which was great for them. I, for one, wasn't able to do that. My business just would not work and would not be suitable in outdoor settings. And while I do totally accept and acknowledge what you're saying about, you know, the severity of the health crisis and other important services and how we all have to do this for the common good, I just think we just need to really start learning to live with this virus. And dance in particular, ballet in particular, which is my subject, is taught in an incredibly controlled environment. You know, we were doing contact tracing and social distancing before they became very, very popular terms in our country. You know, we have contact details for every parent. Dance classes are by nature socially distant, and the children operate, the teachers operate in very controlled environments. So I just think, you know, I suppose right now it's not really a case of what is and isn't allowed. it really is us trying to get clarity from the government when they might consider allowing us to reopen our businesses, because September is only around the corner. You know, children will be back at school in September.
And what about your staff? What's the situation there?
So I have five members of staff, and some of them have taken up jobs elsewhere, because now we're very grateful to the government for the financial assistance of the PUP and the Employment Wage Subsidy Scheme. But, you know, a lot of them, they're young people, you know, they want to earn money, they want to be active, they want to be working. So some of my staff took jobs elsewhere, but they will be more than willing and ready to return to teaching the children as soon as we get confirmation from the government that we can do so.
All right. Well, hopefully that confirmation will come soon for both of you. And thank you both very much for joining us this evening. That's Sinead Murphy from the Cork School of Dance and also Owen Walsh from Pavilion Amusements in Ballybunion. You can let us know what you think to 51551.